One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled Giving Thanks.
I want to share briefly with you from a few scriptures here, beginning with St. Luke's Gospel, a popular story. Hallelujah. Every day is for us a day of thanksgiving. Is that right? Every day. We give thanks every day. And the Bible says to give thanks for all things. We give thanks to God for all things. But also, it is necessary to appoint a day formally, as the Bible teaches, to do such a thing. For example, we pray every day on our own, but we do have such things as prayer meetings, special days we come together to pray. We fellowship every day, but we have two major days we come here, on a Wednesday and then on a Sunday. Is that right? But we can have fellowship any day. We don't have to be in a church building to do that. Jesus didn't build houses and tell people to stay inside them to praise him. But we do have them. Hallelujah. We can do it in our own homes. But we have special places that we go to and worship God. So if anybody's wondering why must we have a special day for Thanksgiving, ask yourself the same question. Why must we have a special place for worship? Why must we have any special day in the week to come together? We do come together like that. We give offerings to God anytime. And yet, Paul said, on the first day of the week, you can lay it aside so that when I come, I don't have to go around from house to house. You see that? So, it's right to do this. Praise God. So Luke's Gospel, I want to read to you from chapter 17, beginning with the 12th verse. 12th verse. And as he entered into a certain village, they met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Now this story is popular, but I want you to observe something that we're going to see here. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Now that was a miracle, because they were suddenly cleansed as they turned to go to the priest. They actually acted on his word, because no leper was to see a priest until he was cleansed. And it was the priest that would certify him cleansed. And that's why Jesus said, go and show yourselves to the priest. In other words, see, he was actually saying to them, you're cleansed. Praise God. Go to the priest and show yourself to him. And they turned to go. They should have said, we cannot go there because we are not cleansed yet. But they turned to go. They acted on his word. And suddenly, they received a miracle. Thank God for that. Amen. So verse 15. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back. Now notice, they were cleansed. They were cleansed of the leprosy. They were healed of the leprosy. The leprosy left them. Verse 15. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back. And with a loud voice glorified God. He turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. with a loud voice. How many people glorify God today with a loud voice? Hallelujah. With a loud voice, he glorified God. I mean, he was shouting. Hallelujah. And fell down on his face at his feet, at the feet of Jesus, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God except this stranger. See, he was a Samaritan, not a Jew. What happened to the other 9? And he said unto him, watch this, the man was cleansed along with the other 9. All 10 of them were cleansed. All 10 of them were healed. And only this one came back to give God glory. Only this one came back to Jesus, give him thanks. Verse 19, and he, Jesus, said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Now, this was another miracle. Hello? This was another miracle, because now he was whole, which means all that he had lost was restored to him. Like a man who was blind said to Jesus, Master, I want to receive my sight. Jesus said to him, your faith has made you whole. That's beyond healing. Whether Jesus said, take up your bed and go home, or he said, go and show yourselves to the priest, or he said, your faith that made you whole, it was the pronouncement of a miracle. Now, he said to this man, thy faith had made thee whole. The man got what the other 9 didn't get. The 9 of them were cleansed, but the scars remained. The lost fingers were still gone, but there was no more leprosy. You know, with leprosy, they lose their fingers. Sometimes the ears get cut, the toes are gone. But now these 9 are cleansed. No more leprosy. But what about the cut fingers? What about the cut toes? They didn't know there was something more than that. God is a big God. He can blow your mind. He can do far abundantly above what you can think or expect. So, this one man was made whole because he came back to give him thanks. This is very important. There's another story here, same book, but this time chapter 7. Rush there quickly. Chapter 7. And I'm reading from verse 36. And I'm going to read pretty fast, so I'd like you to follow quickly. 36 in chapter 7, St. Luke's Gospel. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. A Pharisee came to Jesus, invited Jesus for dinner. Is that all right? And Jesus went to his home to eat with him. Okay? And behold, a woman in the city which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment. Very costly perfume. And stood at his feet, behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee which had invited Jesus, saw it, he spake within himself, he said, this man, talking about Jesus, he said, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that touched him, for she is a sinner. And really, the Bible tells us in verse 37 that the woman was a sinner. He says, and behold, a woman in the city which was a sinner. So she was actually a sinner. And the Pharisee knew how to be a sinner. Now, don't you dare guess what kind of a sinner she was, because the Bible didn't mention what kind of a sinner she was. She was a sinner, period. Praise God.
Time to look back with gratitude and look forward with great expectation. As we come to the close of the year of completeness, we lift our hands in thanksgiving to God for the fulfillment of His Word, for the spread of the gospel to all nations, and for every life transformed through the Word of God. And now, we eagerly await the 31st night service with Pastor Chris.
We want to take the message everywhere, everywhere. We must be satisfied that we did what we had to do. Let's not finish December 31st and wish we had done more.
That special moment where the Word of God that will direct the whole world for the year 2026 is released. Join billions around the world as we hear from God through our man of God, Pastor Chris. And step into the new year with direction, prophecy, and power. Date, Wednesday, December 31st, 2025.
31st of December, a special night. It's the biggest thing on planet Earth. That whole night, you've got many, many networks around the world hooked up for 31st of December in so many countries, so many nations. It's the largest platform to minister the word.
Broadcasting live on this station. You can also participate live on www.loveworldradio.fm or www.ctunes.org. You can also download the apps from loveworldappstore.org, the Google Play Store, or the iOS App Store.
Have you ever wondered, what if your voice could reach nations? What if your language, your podcast, your church could be heard on a global level? Introducing Go Loud with C-Tunes, a global campaign to amplify voices, reach nations, and change lives. Through C-Tunes, the all-in-one gospel radio platform for every language, every nation, and every soul. Whether you're a translator, an influencer, or just passionate about spreading the gospel, there's a space for you. Choose your path. Go loud in your language. Translate ministry content into your local dialect or language. Go loud beyond church walls. Own a radio church on C-Tunes and let your church be heard across nations. Go loud and global. Broadcast your outreach or crusade to the nations. Go loud with your voice. Launch your own podcast or become a C-Tunes host. Register at www.ctunes.org/go loud. Download the C-Tunes app today.
The word save is a big word. It is God's all-inclusive word for all that He does for you. When He said, thy faith hath saved thee, it's beyond sin. It's another way to say, thy faith hath made thee whole. It is a wholeness when you talk about salvation. He said, the one to whom little is forgiven, loves little. Who really received little forgiveness? It's a state of mind. Who was a greater sinner than the other? Paul said he was the greatest of sinners. How did he measure it? Could he have been worse than Nero? Or Caligula? Or even Herod? It is a state of mind. Some people say, well, I wasn't really such a bad person before I was born again. Shame on you to talk like that. You can hear him. Well, before I was born again, it's not as though I was really a sinner, but somehow I knew I was not really a Christian, but not as if I was doing some terrible sins or, You know what Jesus asked the Jews one time? He said, do you think that you're more righteous than those on whom the tower fell? He said, those that perished in Sodom will rise up against this generation. In other words, when God forgives you, it is not small, but it can be small in your own eyes. That's why Jesus said, to whom little is forgiven, loves little. He to whom little is forgiven loves little. The one that knows in his heart that God has given him so much loves much. 1 owed 50 pence, 1 owed 500 pence. You don't know. You see, that man answered wisely. He didn't say the one to whom you forgive 500. He was smart. If he had said the one to whom you forgive 500, I wish I had asked you. I'm sure some of you that said, the one to whom you forgive 500. And you'd have been wrong. The man said, the one to whom the most was forgiven. The most. He didn't say the one to whom 500. You know why? The one who owed 50 may have been in a greater need than the one who owed 500. The one who owed 500 may have had a lot of money, and the 500 could have been little to him. The one that owed 50 may have had very little, and that 50 could have been so much to him. So when that Pharisee wisely answered and said, the one to whom the most was forgiven, Jesus said, you answered rightly. See? Because it was not based on the amount. It was based on the state of mind. The one to whom the forgiveness was granted. You're here now. Maybe you never carried a gun. You never killed somebody. You never stole. Maybe you never even lied. But somehow, you just... one day you just woke up and said, I like God. I think I will be born again from today. Thank God. You're welcome. But ask yourself again, did Jesus die for you? Were your sins and your life worth his death? If it was worth his death, you should have died. It means your sins were enough to condemn you. Think about it. Come on. Tell me if you're hearing me. So, these two who expressed themselves this way received wholeness. They received wholeness. Today, you're giving thanks for the year. We're doing this corporately. Anybody can stay anywhere at home or somewhere and thank God for the year. But we have come together as God's people today to give him thanks for a whole year. And what are you going to get? One, he'll be happy for what you did because you acted on his word. You learned from others and took the right steps. Because God's the respecter of persons. What he does for one, he'll do for another under the same circumstances. If you come the way they came, you get what they got. Praise the Lord. Because he is the same. So today, we're thanking him for a whole year. And we're looking forward to the next. Hallelujah. And so you obtain a wholeness through your heartfelt, honest thanksgiving. If you're thanking him for how he blessed you financially this year, you're getting the wholeness in your finances to be manifested in the coming year. If you're thanking him for your health, you're getting a wholeness. You see, whatever you're thanking him for today, you're getting a wholeness. Hallelujah. You're getting a wholeness. If there was any loss, it will be restored to you. Hallelujah. God is great. Amen. And you know, one of the things I love the Bible for, we can look at the Bible. Thank God that we can really study from the Bible for ourselves. Thank God we have a copy. And we can see these things and have the light and know what others did and walk in those same steps and get what they got. We're not in the dark at all. So his will is revealed to us. So we know exactly what to do. He told us to follow the right examples. And these are the right examples of faith. The Bible says you should follow them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. So we just act like they did. Hallelujah. Then, another thing that's so important, giving him thanks like this, is committing yourself to continue. Committing yourself to continue. Another year is coming. You're going to commit yourself to continue. What do I mean by that? You have to know that there's one major reason that you are here in the mind of God. Outside your biological existence on earth and man's normal lifespan, they say Africans have a lifespan of about 70-80, and Caucasians have a lifespan of 80-90. I don't understand that. But I know if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. He ceases to be African. He ceases to be Caucasian. He ceases to be anything, colored, black, green, yellow. He has the nature of God.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
It is that glorious time of the year again. A time to look back with gratitude and look forward with great expectation. As we come to the close of the year of completeness, we lift our hands in thanksgiving to God for the fulfillment of his word, for the spread of the gospel to all nations, and for every life transformed through the word of God. And now, we eagerly await the 31st night service with Pastor Chris.
We want to take the message everywhere, everywhere. We must be satisfied that we did what we had to do. Let's not finish December 31st and wish we had done more.
That special moment where the Word of God that will direct the whole world for the year 2026 is released. Join billions around the world as we hear from God through our man of God, Pastor Chris. And step into the new year with direction, prophecy, and power. Date, Wednesday, December 31st, 2025.
31st of December, a special night. It's the biggest thing on planet Earth. That whole night, you've got many, many networks around the world hooked up for 31st of December. In so many countries, so many nations, it's the largest platform to minister the word.
Broadcasting live on this station. You can also participate live on www.loveworldradio.fm or www.ctunes.org. You can also download the apps from loveworldappstore.org, the Google Play Store, or the iOS App Store.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Kumba, Love World Auditorium, behind Regal Hotel, Bia Road, Kumba. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays for Bible study, 5:30 p.m., and Fridays for prayer meetings, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 683-012-364 or 650-669-480
or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org.